Now, you tell me the amount of money and drugs that flows across that border for years under the Biden administration, and you know, we know what money does. There are so many things like that where, you know, the noise I was making on those issues, obviously being lockstep with the Trump administration and after him being out of office, I was one of the first seven members of the sheriffs that joined, that we formed the Protect America Now Act, so forth. Fast forward this all the way until, and of course, they're coming after me, but I think something's important to know is that, and unbeknownst to me, my phone was being tapped, December of 22, we had a phone call where a Florida sheriff and a Maryland sheriff that were part of Protect America Now, we were on the line. One of those sheriffs was proposing. He had spoken with a former U.S. attorney official and some others, and a state AG who were all on the bandwagon. The gentleman, a man who had the Hunter Biden laptop hard drive, wanted something done because no one for years would do anything, it appeared, at the federal state level. He said, don't sheriffs have an interest? So I have to say, Sheriff, I highly respect and think the world of, initiated that phone call that day where he got us on there. And he said, I'm proposing that we work with these prosecutors and former prosecutors who want to, they want a group of us sheriffs, half dozen or more. They fly us into a secret location. We view the laptop, hard drive, and see the crimes that are face value crimes with children and so forth. And then we would return and swear out charges against Hunter and anyone else for that matter. And then from there, there are other authorities who would take on the other things that are apparently on the hard drive. And on that phone call, I did, I know that the one sheriff, he said, you understand if one of us did that, we'll probably won't live long. But if we do it in a group, we'll probably be okay, we hope. And that was a risky thing. And they, you know, he asked, would we be willing? And I was one of the people on that phone call, aside from the Maryland sheriff, who said, I'm in. I will do it. Now, I've had my risks through the years. I mean, I've been shot at more than once and been in a gunfight, and I can tell you those things don't compare to when the full weight of the federal government decides to come down on you on things that I understand that there's clear, true violations of law. I'm not arguing that, but it is not that far of a stretch to take laws that have been in place for however many decades and years that govern campaigns, the office of sheriff and so forth, and be able to skirt, twist, maneuver, and create things that will cross over a line and you claim are illegal. But I said from the beginning, you know, back up to that conversation, you know, after that conversation, it was only a matter of a few weeks before the gentleman that you mentioned mixed me up with, Chuck Jenkins from over in Frederick, Maryland, you know, he got indicted on a gun charge within weeks of that phone call, something that they had came after him for his entire election year prior, and he thought was disposed of. And surprise to him, they just called up and said, you know, we've indicted you. Now I just use that as an example. This professional, ethical, proper investigative body of the FBI and the DOJ came after Chuck Jenkins, indicted him, and had him awaiting trial, cost him untold numbers of thousands of dollars in defense attorneys, and he sat from then all the way until President Trump was reelected November 5th, and a week after Trump was elected, then they go, we're going to drop the charge. Now, I'm not putting words in Chuck Jenkins' mouth. I think the world of the man, he's a great guy, fine sheriff, and I admire him. So not speaking for him, but I'm speaking on the outside looking in at his situation. The hell that they put that man through, I can't imagine his was any different than mine, what I had been through for 2 years. And what they cost him emotionally, financially, and so forth, let alone his reputation that's damaged all that time for two long years, and you drop the charge. This case that was strong enough to indict the man, a career law enforcement officer and a sheriff for decades, or more than a decade, you indict the man and he's facing years in prison, and then suddenly your case has changed enough that you don't see any reason to go forward and drop it. Well, thank God that they did. And I pray for the man every day going through this, just like it was mine. I'm so glad they did. But I say that because it was only weeks after him that there was a knock on my door. And I sat for a couple hours and talked with agents about this cash that I had received that, oh, they've bribed you. They gave you these thousands of dollars in these cash. Well, yeah, there were checks, there was cash, Fine. You don't have to like it, but the law is the law. And if I'm following the law, well, the bottom line, one thing I would mention is, they came to me and questioned me for a couple hours. And unlike most people, I guess, that they question everywhere in the country, in those couple hours I talked to them, I never lied to them. They didn't charge me with lying to them. But they had a search warrant for my home. And they knew, as I said, that cash, go to my gun vault. Go get it. Well, that would have proven my innocence, or at least on that part that they were trying to argue. So they never executed the search warrant. They never went to my home. And that cash sat in that vault month after month after month. Now, almost 6 months later, this career prosecutor that works in Charlottesville, she has a conversation with another lady. I'm sorry, a couple of people. But anyway, the questions asked of someone, well, he's not, it's his election year. He's not running again. And the person said, oh, no, he just filed for re-election the other day. He is running. It was right at the last minute. And obviously, they with what they did to me in my office for those, first half of 2023, my election year, I was not functioning in election mode. I was just trying to survive and run my office. But yeah, I did file for re-election. And the following week, when the grand jury seated again, she indicted me and called my lawyer up and said, surprise. Now, I will say, and I'm not going to say anything I don't know, personal information. I have heard things from attorneys and others who know, but I'll just say it's interesting that that lady who worked to prosecute me for all those many, many months or, year or two working on my case has been there working all those years in Charlottesville as a prosecutor. She sends out an email on a Thursday and says, tomorrow's my last day, I'm leaving. I'm sure it didn't have anything to do with an ethical violation and doing anything wrong. I'm sure she had been planning to leave and go into private practice for a long time, and she just chose that moment after she had indicted me that summer. And I'm sure there's nothing else unethical or wrong that's been done by the Biden DOJ who came after me because, I mean, let's face it, I have a son and a daughter. I would die for them in a minute. So yeah, if I'm the most powerful man in the world and my phone rings and whoever it is, my AG or someone comes to me and goes up. This small town sheriff is on this call we just heard. We had his line tap and listen to what him and these other guys are planning for your son. Now, I don't know. I wasn't there, but I know if one of my staff had something pertaining to me and my son and they didn't bring it up the ladder to me, well, if I appoint them, their job might be at risk. So what are the odds you think that this never, we're plotting to go after the son of the president, when no one else in the country, state or federal, will go after this laptop? But we got a Florida sheriff that proposes this on a phone call with me, with a phone that is tapped by the feds at that time. And mysterious, you think that's not going to make its way up to DC?